Hey, what's up? This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Badass Podcast. How's everybody doing today? March 15th. It is what, 8:10 p.m. I'm waiting for Charisse to get off work so she can come home, go to bed, and turn around and do the same 10, 12-hour BS that she's been doing at work every weekend. It sucks. I never get to see her, but it is what it is. We do it, so we, got to do what we got to do to survive. So. Look, this is a second part to understanding your bariatric demons, and I want you to like this. If you're take a minute, if wherever you're at, iTunes, Spotify, we have some followers on iHeart. I want you to take a minute to like this if you've experienced this. If you experience depression, if you've experienced suicidal ideology, and then when you're done, I want you to go back and look at the likes. Want you to see your likes. I want you to see likes. I want to make sure you understand you're not alone. Sometimes it's really hard for me to make these types of podcasts because they're essentially negative, but they're important. I believe that if I'm putting out positive, meaningful, content that you can learn from about protein, about carbohydrates, about fats, about exercise, it's not as useful as mental health would be. And I got a liquid death right here. Water in a can. Best ever. Water and boxed water, or canned water and boxed water are the best, hands down. I've sat and I thought about all the suicides that have happened in the world of entertainment. You got Chester Bennington, you got Robin Williams, Prince, of course, died from an overdose. A lot of, and not just in entertainment, just around the world in the last 5 years. I personally am not suicidal. I don't even have ideology anymore. Don't ask me where it stopped. Don't ask me where it changed, but I'm here. And I'm here to try to guide you through the light. Try to help make sense of these bariatric demons. And we all have demons. And regardless of where they came from, whether it was your childhood, a past lover, bottom line is you need to reach out. You need to reach out to somebody who understands what you're going through, who can more or less understand the madness that you're in. Me. I am here for you. You need to reach out. You can reach out to me through Facebook, facebook.com/ The Bariatric. That's one word. Bariatric hiccup. Sorry. That's one word. You can get me on Instagram, Bariatric Badass. You can get me on TikTok, why it's still unbanned. Bariatric Badass. X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Barry Badass is BARIBADASS. Reach out. Sometimes all you need to do is to talk to somebody. Right now, I'm talking to somebody. I'm stressed. My nerves are racked. Going through a lot right now. But what I'm doing is my way of reaching out and talking to somebody. because somebody's going to listen to this podcast and I am talking to you. If you care to talk back to me in comments or whatever, or send me a personal message, that'd be great. You know, a lot of people have reached out to Charisse and I. You know, we hold your story, your whatever it is that's eating at you. We keep that private. You know, I don't talk about it in stories. If you go through the podcast, I've never talked about my followers and my problems. But you need to promise me that you're going to reach out before it's too late. Or if you have a family member. If you have a family member or a friend, they're not going to come out and say, hey, I've been thinking about taking my life. They're not going to do that. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to be the person that comes out and says that, you know, to a lot of people, you know, especially people who are vulnerable, maybe people who are in our community. I believe from what I've gained from the perspective of being a content creator since 2016, so 8 years I've been doing this, okay? I've talked to thousands of people. No lie, I've talked to thousands of people. We were really busy in 2018, 2019. That's when bariatric food porn and recipe was launched, and very busy group. That was my addiction. That was my side addiction. No, not my side addiction. That was my transfer addiction, sorry. Of course, my original addiction being food. But like I've always said, anything that you do in excess has, you know, it will come with an additional problem, right? With alcohol, your liver is going to take a shit on you. It's going to cause problems in your family. It's going to cause problems in your marriage. Cigarettes, it's going to cause problems with, you know, your lungs, like marijuana, any illicit drugs. It's going to cause problems maybe with the law. When you have exercise, now this is a very, you know, hard topic right here, because a lot of people think, okay, well, I can just go to the gym. That will be my transfer addiction, and it's good for me. Well, yes, it is good for you. A lot comes with that, okay, especially as you age. When you age and you do a lot of exercise, yes, it's good for you to the extent you don't know what it's doing to your, you know, to your joints. You know, I tore my rotator cuff, 2019. Since then, it's reattached somehow, somewhere, but I've lost a lot of strength in that right arm. Charisse tore her rotator cuff as well, and tore a bicep tendon. She has since got it fixed, lucky her. I can't afford to take the 6 months off to get a rotator cuff repair. And I don't know what damage is down there, is up there, because I have no pain in my rotator cuff, but I have no strength in my right arm, at least from a range of motion from my shoulder. I mean, I can lift my arms and stuff like that, but if I had to use my right arm for strength, like if I had to punch somebody to get them off me with my right arm, wouldn't happen, because I would have no strength behind it, so I think it's very important when it comes down to understanding your bariatric demons. You first must identify what they are. I think it's pretty easy to understand where they come from. If you reflect, I do a lot of reflecting. Every single day I do a lot of reflecting of what I have been through in my life. The mistakes that I've made, the wrong decisions that I've made have put those demons there, have placed those demons there. A while back, I did a podcast episode called Why Demons Be Driven. And what that basically is You're using those same demons to drive you. Using those same demons to drive you. So when I talk about demons, I don't mean, hey, you're an alcoholic, or hey, you're a pothead, or you pop pills, or whatever. I'm talking about the demons, the darkness inside of you. I'm talking about what keeps you in the dark place that you're in. You can use those same demons to drive you, the same demons that are keeping you in bed, that are keeping you with the remote in your hand, that are keeping you eating, keeping you smoking, keeping you drinking, can also be used to drive to success. Well, how do you do that? Well, everybody's different. Okay? Everybody's different. For me, the demons that I have, like the demons that I have that surround me, the inner and outer voices that I talk about, I'm driven by the fact that at one point in my life, I was on top. If you guys have followed us for a while now, I was making a lot of really great positive content. I was unbelievably just positive all the time. I was in the gym on a regular basis. I was healthy. I looked good. I was building a lot of great muscle. I felt good. I'm not there anymore. And I can't really blame the pandemic, you know? Because regardless, pandemic, divorce, same freaking thing. I mean, think about it. Whatever you're going through right now, whatever puts you in where you're at, you need to reflect. I think the most important thing that we can talk about right now is reflecting on what it is that put you where you're at. Number one, and I've had a hard time doing this, and that is forgetting about my past. I kind of did a little snafu in my last podcast episode talking about forgetting your past. So you can forget your past. Or excuse me, you can remember your past, but you need to forgive yourself for what you went through, whether it was your decisions that you made or you were betrayed by somebody. A lot of people in our community, especially when it comes to bariatric community, a lot of people have marital problems, you know. And it comes without saying, I get it. Think about it. You are dropping weight. You feel good. You look good. You're happier. But what your spouse sees is a more confident person. And it's scary. It's very scary. So if you're having marital problems, I need you to take yourself and put yourself in the shoes of your spouse and understand how scary it is to watch the person that you love and the person that you believe loves you become somebody different. It's horrifying. I've talked to a lot of people that have been through the same thing, and I always tell them the same thing. Put yourself in their shoes and realize the fear in their hearts that they're going to lose you because you're dropping weight, because you feel better, because you look better. I remember when I was being wheeled off to have my bariatric surgery, Cherise said to me, are you going to leave me when you lose all this weight? And I'm like, hell no. She was with me when I was 400 pounds. She's going to be with me until she's ready to not be with me, until she's ready to leave. So again, like this podcast, and then, I don't know, a couple days from now, because I'm going to be launching the podcast as soon as I turn the app off. Like the podcast, come back in a couple of days and see how many likes are on the podcast. You're not alone. I promise you. There's a lot of people out there that are quiet. They're afraid to open up. I'm not afraid to open up. I've opened up to my peers. I've opened up to my family. I have opened up to my boss at work. Very supportive. He was very supportive. But one thing that gets me is one thing you got to watch out for is some people are completely void just 100% void of what mental health is. Mental health, depression is a disease. It's no different from cancer. It'll eat you alive. Even the strongest person in the world can be eaten alive by depression. Oh, I get it. You got a great family. You got a great job. Yeah. Well, I have mental health issues. Those mental health issues, I don't know why I think the thoughts I think. I don't know why I feel the thoughts or feel the feelings I feel. I have no answer for that. So do I look for, you know, professional help? Absolutely. But it's still, you know, there's still that it takes time. And some people can't conceive what it is that depression is. Maybe because they haven't experienced it. Or maybe they haven't experienced it at a level that you have. I got a beautiful family. I got a beautiful wife, makes great money. She works hard. She's very honest, very loyal. I got a great job. I've been there now 18 years. Yeah, I get a lot of support from my peers and my bosses there. But it doesn't always fix the problem. Oh, yeah, I got a great family and, you know, I make good money. You know, I have my health. There's something inside of me, and I, you know, I can't answer it. You know, going to a therapist, which is outrageous for a copay. It's a $50 copay. I don't have that. So it's a good thing that my wife's, you know, a psychology major. But again, please reach out. I will not shame you. I will help relate with what's going on. And I will help you understand your demons, okay? Love you guys very much. Again, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheBariatrica. That's one word. Instagram is Bariatric Badass. TikTok, while it's up, is Bariatric Badass. X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, is Bari, B-A-R-I, Badass. One word. And open up to me. We'll cry together. I'm down. I'm ready to cry with you. We can even talk on video. Nothing. It won't cost you a damn dime. I'll do it for free. I love doing it. It's my transfer addiction. But again, like I said, with overdoing something or doing something in excess, there's always something that's going to come bad with it. And when it comes to dedicating myself to helping others, I sometimes lose grip of myself, which is what's happened in the past decade. I love you guys very much, okay? Again, like this podcast, share us with your bariatric friend. Come back in a week and see how many likes are on the podcast. You'll see you're not alone, okay? I love you guys very much. Take care of yourself. Definitely, 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 definitely. Take care of each other. Love you. Peace.